This is Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on News Talk 630 WPRO, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Patricia Raskin. You're listening to The Positive Living Show right here on News Talk 630 WPRO. We won't be taking phone calls today. This is specially pre-recorded for you. I am very honored today to have as my guest Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, health expert of The Oprah Winfrey Show and professor and vice chair of surgery at New York Presbyterian Columbia University. He is co-author of the new book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. Welcome, Dr. Oz.
Welcome. Thanks for having me on. Yeah,
thank you so much. You know, in reading your book and looking at your book, what I got out of it is that aging is really not about aging. That's a side effect of just growing, but that it's about the rate of aging. We can do something about slowing down the rate of aging.
Well, you know, it's interesting when folks first start to think about what it means to get older. They start thinking about having a heart attack or getting cancer or other illnesses. They see people in their lives, their parents, getting before them. And the reality is that if we got rid of all the cancer on the planet, all of it, think about that, Patricia, no more cancer, we would extend our life expectancy by less than 3 years. If you added heart disease to it, it's still less than a decade. So we really don't have that as our big barrier. What happens is we begin to get frail. And if you look at the three societies on the planet that have the greatest longevity, Okinawa, Costa Rica, Sardinia, these countries have very different cultures, very different foods, but they share one common and very important characteristic, which is that they have daily aggressive physical activity.
Mm-hmm. And so do you think it's that we're not getting enough physical activity and we're not eating well? Do you think those are the two major issues in our country?
Well, there are three major issues. Those are the two of them. The third one, of course, is how we deal with the stresses of life. Mm-hmm. And that ranges from financial issues, which are often a major driver of emotional stress, to relationship problems. And for many people, a lack of vision of their spiritual purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So without getting too soft and touchy-feely about this, you put those three things together, how you eat, how you exercise, and how your mind deals with the stresses of the world, and you've got what your mother told you were the main things that will make you happy.
Yeah.
It just so happens that also makes you live longer.
You say in your book that the real secret to longevity is how well you recover and repair when you break down, that it's not that we're not designed to break down, but we need to have greater efficiency in repairing ourselves.
Well, but when you look at the major agers that cause us to grow older, you can break them into two categories. There are things that make us break down, for example, repetitive trauma to our knees, car accidents, things like that. But then more importantly are the things that repair us, that fix us when we run into problems, our antioxidant systems, the way that our brain recovers from injury. All of these are really defined at the level of the cell. And one of the things in You Staying Young that we try to do, you know, we've written a lot of you books, and
yes,
we call them you because it's really about you. I mean, as a doctor, I'll tell you, I'm proud when you come to my office and say, "Doc, you know, help me." But most of the important changes that will allow you the longevity and the quality you desire, you have to make. So when we write these you books, we're very conscious of that. In this book, we said to ourselves, we have to explain to America how the cells work. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't understand the cell, you don't understand how to repair yourself. If you don't understand that, then the things that we know are important for you, specific foods you have to eat, vitamins that are important to your well-being, how to exercise right, how to deal with stress, all these become soft, touchy-feely topics that you can't resonate to.
When you talk about the cells, you're talking about things like telomeres and mitochondria and stem cell slowdown. Explain those.
Well, we'll take them one by one. These are all things that occur, as you mentioned, at the level of the cell. Telomeres are the little caps on the end of our chromosomes. So, you know, when you look at your shoelace right now, don't do it if you're driving, but if you have access to your shoe, you'll notice you have little caps on the tips of the shoelaces. Those caps are called aglets, good Scrabble word. Well, you know that if those tips fray, then you can't get the shoelaces through the hole. The shoelaces aren't worth much. But your chromosomes are like those shoelaces. They have little caps on them that hold them together. They allow them to divide and reproduce without being damaged. Those caps are called telomeres. As you deal with stress in life or smoking or hypertension, many of the things that we know are not in your best interest, you will actually cleave or shorten those caps so that the chromosomes, the shoelaces, begin to fray. And as they fray, you no longer can use them in cells. Now, why is that important? Because it turns out, and this is pretty new information, that you remake your body completely every couple of years. Mm. The cells in your body, the organs in your body, are replenished by the bone marrow cells that are called stem cells. We're not talking about stem cells like in the political battles, yes. You know, that you're taking in from babies. These are your own adult stem cells coming from your own bone marrow. They're there as reinforcement troops. If they can't remake themselves because their telomeres have been damaged, you can't replenish your heart muscle, your kidney tissue, your liver, your brain, or anything else for that matter that's being worn down by the ravages of the body.
All right, so let me ask you this. So then the first step in replenishing these cells, in making them grow, and making those telomeres longer, what are the major things we need to be doing?
Well, the number one driver of aging is high blood pressure. That will catch a lot of the listeners off guard, but it turns out that if your blood pressure is forget about hypertensive, which is 140 over 90. The high number is the highest pressure your body generates, and the lowest number is how much it can relax. The 140 over 90 is just frank hypertension. But the average American has a blood pressure of 130 over 85, so it's not hypertension. But it turns out that's still not good enough. Because why? Mm-hmm. The average American dies of a heart attack. So you got to be optimal. How do you get your blood pressure to be optimal? You got to get it down to 115 over 75. Now, how do you do that? Well, that's where issues like exercise and eating foods that are free of some of the saturated and trans fats and rich in the unsaturated fats that we know are valuable, that are flexible, that keep our membranes healthy, come to play. And things like exercise become important as well because exercise stimulates a gas called nitric oxide.
Mm-hmm.
For the partiers out there, it's not nitric oxide, it's nitrous oxide. And that's a gas that relaxes the arteries and lets the blood pressure come down. That simple observation, which, by the way, will add an extra 10 years to your life if you can do it,
mm-hmm.
10 years, is important because it allows those telomeres to regrow.
Okay, but what's interesting about that is even if we eat well and we exercise, if we have a lot of stress and if we're worried, that will take years off our life, correct?
It's correct, but it's not the stress. It's the response to stress. Listen, I'm a heart surgeon, Patricia. You know, I go to the OR every day and someone's life is at risk. That's really stressful for some people out there listening. It doesn't stress me out because that's what I love doing with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you have jobs that they're taxing in one way or the other. The big message is not to get rid of the job, is to change you, to make your job fun for you, take out some of the unnecessary stresses, get the control back into your life. Those become important factors, and when we measure them over large populations, we see more and more that these are critically important mm-hmm. for our long-term well-being.
All right, for our listeners, if you were to list like the top three things that we really need to be doing, if we're just starting out in this, Dr. Oz, what are three things you want our people to do right away?
Well, first, the most important thing I would say is walking. And again, you may be surprised by that recommendation, but the beauty of walking is everyone can do it. It's hard to make excuses about not doing it. You won't get hurt doing it, and it's a foundation for physical activity. So everybody needs to walk. Right? So the amount is about a half an hour a day. You can incorporate it into your job. So if you work in an office building in Providence, you just walk up the steps of the building instead of taking the elevator. It takes you 7 minutes or 12 minutes, 22 minutes, however, it doesn't matter how long it takes. That becomes part of your half an hour
okay.
of extra physical activity.
Right.
Pick up one of those little pedometers. You want 10,000 steps a day. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, when you cook, you want to forget about the foods you should not eat. We can talk about those later if you want. But here are the ones you need to eat.
Okay.
You need five servings, of colorful fruits and vegetables a day. You can eat whatever you want. You'll need besides that, but you must get those five foods in. Now, I point that out a little bit kiddingly because if you eat five servings of fruits and vegetables, you're not going to be hungry for some of the junk that people put in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second most important thing. And the third thing is you got to have a reason for your heart to beat. You know, you got to give yourself a reason to be alive, and that takes some soul searching for a lot of folks.
So a purpose in life.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, in your book, we're going to talk about this after the break, Dr. Oz, but kind of as a sneak preview for people to make sure they tune in, you have a whole You Extended warranty plan. So you have a 14-day plan. And if people get your book, they can really follow this for 14 days and really go through the process to help them slow the process of aging, correct?
That's right. And we made the 14-day plan because we know that most people's behavior patterns will take about 14 days to resynchronize, to reboot. And so we made a bunch of very straightforward, two-week programs that people can put themselves into. Some of them are, you know, just sort of cookbook. We tell you exactly what to do. It's a quiz you need to take as well that will help you understand where your problems are. And then we walk you through what are the medical tests you need to take, what are the most important vitamins you have to take. Again, these are all based on information that we and our colleagues in the medical field have put together. We don't. It's, some of this stuff is fascinating, but we never make it up. And most of it, if you take it to your doctor and say, "Is this what I need to do?" Physicians will say, "Absolutely, thank goodness that's exactly what I've been telling you." But here's the catch. The title of the book is "You," because only you can do it. Your doctor can't do the exercise for you,
right.
your people in your life aren't going to be able to make some of these big changes. You have to do it.
All right, so it's just about you. All right, thanks so much. My guest today is Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, health expert of the Oprah Winfrey Show, and professor and vice chair of surgery at New York Presbyterian Columbia University. He's co-author of the new book, "You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty." This is a specially pre-recorded program for you. You won't be calling in, but we are so honored and privileged to have Dr. Oz with us today. And you are listening to Positive Living on News Talk 630 WPRO. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.